Welcome to the Israel Daily News Podcast. I'm your host, Shanna Fold, and I'm here to get you caught up quickly. I've got some top news stories for you today from Israel, and guess what? You're listening, so you're already on top of your game. Survive and thrive, people. Knowledge is the best weapon. Today is Monday, June 5th, 2023 in the Gregorian calendar and the 16th of Sivan 5783 in the Hebrew calendar. Now, let's get to the news. Over the weekend, three Israel Defense Force soldiers were killed by an Egyptian policeman at the border between Israel and Egypt. It is a huge tragedy. Thousands of mourners gathered to say farewell to the three young Israelis who lost their lives. Sergeant Leah Ben-Nun was just 19. She was buried in Rishon LeZion. Staff Sergeant Ori Yitzchak Iluz was 20 and laid to rest in Sfat. And 20-year-old Staff Sergeant Ohad Dahan was buried in Ofakim near Beersheba in Israel's south. An Egyptian policeman allegedly crossed the border through an emergency gate when trying to run after a drug smuggler. Typically, Egypt and Israel coordinate when the small gate is going to be used, and it's only closed by a zip tie, or multiple zip ties. The officer reportedly snuck up to a guard post and opened fire. Following the discovery of their bodies, military officials declared it an incident of terror, and the intruder was later killed by soldiers. The soldiers served in mixed-gender battalions tasked with guarding the border. Emotional eulogies were delivered by family members, friends, and military officials praising the soldiers' bravery and character. The incident is currently under investigation by both the IDF and the Egyptian army to determine the attacker's motives. Today, on Israeli radio, an IDF reserve officer by the name of just Yonatan, who served about 3 years ago at the Egyptian border, spoke with military reporters and experts about the issues at the border. He essentially said that he had been concerned about this issue for 3 years when he and his comrades were on duty and found that it had become their duty to prevent drug smuggling. He called the area lawless and said on his last day of duty, he witnessed 14 smuggling events over the fence with shooting happening for nearly a half hour straight. He apparently was told not to engage at that point. The criticism from the radio show was that army officers should not be dealing with drug smuggling offenders because it's not in their wheelhouse, and that if they are going to be dealing with that, they need to have some level of responsibility and training that is offered to them. A terrorist who was a member of the Al-Qassam Brigades and brother to the commander who kidnapped Israel Defense Force soldier Hadar Golden has been released after nearly 20 years in an Israeli prison. He's been returned to Gaza. The man was arrested in 2003 and convicted of launching rockets at the Gush Katif settlement and engaging in other terrorist activities. The release has caused criticism and frustration among the Golden family, who feel that Israel has not done enough to secure the return of their son's body. Golden's body was stolen after he died on duty. Golden was with two others when terrorists ambushed them using an underground tunnel. The terrorists shot him and then took his body. Until today, tunnels are used as ways for Palestinian terrorists to enter Israel and carry out attacks on Israeli soil. Hamas still has Golden's body, which they likely keep as a bargaining chip for concessions during flare-ups. Sunday, New York City had its Salute to Israel parade, and a number of government ministers showed up for the event. However, the Prime Minister's office asked some of the invited guests not to go to the parade at the last minute. For example, Innovation, Science, and Technology Minister Ofir Akunis and Economy Minister Nir Barkat both canceled their scheduled appearances, and the Prime Minister's office said that one or two ministers were enough and that a half a government was not necessary. There were 18 members of government that were expected to be at the parade. People are speculating that the government was fearing the presence of such ministers at the event and that their presence would get people to come out in protest against them, against the right-wing government, and against the judicial overhaul that is underway in Israeli parliament. Well, that did not stop nearly 1,000 protesters, including U.S. Jewish officials, Israeli protest movement leaders, and former senior Israeli officials, from coming to New York and participating in New York's Celebrate Israel parade, and even protesting during and after the event. Jewish leaders like Democratic Representative Jerry Nadler and Manhattan Borough President Mark Levine made an appearance at the event. Following New York's Salute to Israel parade, hundreds of anti-government demonstrators gathered outside the Hilton Midtown Hotel, where coalition lawmakers were attending an Arutz Sheva conference. Arutz Sheva is an Israeli newspaper. The protesters chanted slogans like shame and democracy, waving Israeli flags and wearing shirts from the activist group Unacceptable. Speakers expressed concerns about the coalition's judicial overhaul, while the crowd mocked member of Knesset Simcha Rothman, a key figure in the overhaul, for taking away a protester's megaphone. I watched the video myself. It was caught on camera. Rothman is seen with bodyguards and his wife walking down a sidewalk in New York City on a Friday night before the event took place. He was verbally assaulted by people on the street off camera, so you can't really see the people that are snickering at him and sneering at him. At a certain point, he turns around and grabs a megaphone out of the hands of one of the people that was trailing him down the street. Rothman's wife told papers that she felt assaulted by the people who were confronting them. A Palestinian toddler has died from injuries that he got while he was hit by gunfire from IDF soldiers near an Arab village and next to a settlement in the West Bank. This happened on June 2nd. The incident occurred during IDF gunfire that was aimed at two other Palestinians who had opened fire toward the settlement. The IDF is expressing regret over the tragedy and took responsibility for the accidental shooting, stating they strive to prevent such incidents and are conducting an investigation. IDF soldiers and local settlement rescue forces worked to evacuate the toddler to the hospital by helicopter after it happened. I want to thank all of you for your interest in Israeli affairs. Israeli politics are world politics. I also want to thank all of you who personally finance and fund the Israel Daily News podcast with monthly contributions. I would not be able to financially or emotionally continue without your support. You can also support us by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts. 2, you can share the show with a friend. And 3, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at israeldaily.news, as well as Shanna Fold. My name has 2 N's in it, and I'm very sensitive about that. You can also find us on Twitter at Israel Podcast. National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir has announced plans to appoint a special commissioner to address the rise in violent crime in the Arab sector in Israel. This comes in response to the increasing number of crime-related deaths, with 90 Arab individuals killed since the beginning of the year. The commissioner will be responsible for developing and putting strategies into play to combat crime, and Ben-Gvir aims to make the appointment of this person within the next 2 weeks. Ben-Gvir says he also intends to allocate significant resources to this issue. Israel and the Philippines have signed a Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, to collaborate on environmental protection. The MOU aims to get both countries to share their best practices for preserving ecosystems, disaster risk management, and promoting environmental technology. The agreement was signed by Foreign Minister Eli Cohen and Foreign Affairs Secretary Enrique Manalo during Cohen's historic visit to Manila, where he is leading business delegations focused on agriculture, water, energy, clean tech, security, cyber, emergency preparedness, and health. Congratulations, Mazal Tov. All right, well, that is it for today's show. Today is Monday, June 5th, 2023. Tel Aviv has a low of 19 degrees Celsius and a high of 27 degrees. That's 66 degrees Fahrenheit for the low, going up to 81 degrees for the high. Subscribe to the Israel Daily News Podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you're hearing it from. We are everywhere. Don't forget to sign up to our Israel Weekly News Wrap. It's a newsletter with the top five stories coming out of Israel from throughout the week. You can sign up for that at israeldaily.news. I'll send you off with a song called Come Out by Lee Eller. She produced this independently from Israel and got it played on local stations here some years back. It's a great song. Enjoy it. Have a great and productive day and an excellent week. Shavua Tov, everyone.
Silhouette, they're talking about you, figuring out what's so hard to get inside and around you, white spaces.